Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of, Claire?
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's another Mommy Monday. You're here with the best of LA. I'm Kristen Cruz, and we've got Laura Nickerson on with us. In a moment, we will be welcoming in a woman that you know by Mommy Greenest. Rachel Sarnoff will be on the phone with us, and we are going to talk about an amazing event coming up on Wednesday the 27th and why you should be a part of it and what you didn't know about the fashion industry and the clothes you're wearing right now as you're listening that you really need to know and what you can do about it. This is cool stuff, moms. But first, Laura and I were chit-chatting about some video game stuff. And what's up?
I have mommy drama. Don't I always have mommy drama?
Mama drama, baby mama drama.
Totally. My kids are 7 and 9, and they're boys. And my oldest son is, I limit him with his video game and iPad and iPhone and blah, blah, blah. I'm strict about it. I'm kind of nasty, mean, strict about it, but that's okay. That's who I am.
It's your job.
So this week, thank you. It's a daily struggle, though, really, and I don't always win, but I try to win. And this is the week where all of a sudden he's coming home wanting this video game. And I said to him, well, let me look and see. We just have like an iPad kind of thing. And I said, let me look and see what it is, and I'll look at the ratings and blah, blah, blah. So it turns out it's a video game that is 13 plus.
Nope.
And all his 9-year-old friends, of course, are playing
13 plus.
And you know why it's 13 plus? Because they can talk to each other and other strange human beings
who we don't know
from all over the world can come join their little 9-year-old party.
Isn't that amazing?
And to which I said, no way. And my son says to me, but Mom, why would anybody want to come join in a little 9-year-old party? You know, a little...
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, well...
It's time.
Begin with that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering if other moms out there and parents out there feel me on this, because I sent out a Facebook message saying, hey, does anyone else know about this game? And I got so many responses of moms and parents saying, I feel you, girl. Hang in there. Be strong. You can say no. It's such a struggle. Do you struggle with that with your kids?
I totally get it. And by the way, Laura and I are both on Facebook, so you can find us in hashtag Best of LA on Facebook, and you'll find the show and topics we're talking about. And with video games, my kids are a little younger, but believe it or not, you know, Cruiser's only 4, and we've already had to have the discussion about game playing online and being able to play with strangers and why it's not okay, and he's 4. So it's very real. It's their future. It's the now. This is Stranger Danger was for us when we were kids, latchkey kids. And for our kids now, it's, you know, the person in your TV, in your computer, the person on your iPad.
Yeah.
So it's just as important. We have to put our foot down. We have to tell them the deal. We have to prepare them for it because it's their reality. It just happens to be in the palm of their hand and accessible anytime, no matter if they're even sitting right next to us on the couch at home in the safest place they could be, they can still be prey for predators. Isn't that crazy?
Of course they can. It's so scary. And
I know.
What's weird about it, too, is I think a lot of parents sort of give up on it because it is such a struggle and we are so young, tired all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to fight all those battles. And they say, well, I just can't get my kid off the device. I just can't get my kid not to play this. Oh, geez, oh, shucks. And I keep thinking, like, yeah, well, sure you can. All you got to do
is
take their charger cord.
Yeah, exactly. And wrap it around. No, I'm just kidding. You know what? Here's the thing, and I'll leave it with this. Somebody that I know and respect who's a parent of triplets and a celebrity, Dr. Drew Pinsky, who I was once producing a show with, told me, and I was shocked by this at the time because my kids were like a couple of years younger, and when he told me this, he actually keeps in touch with his kids who are now in their, you know, college age via their social media pages. He is friends with them on Facebook. He sees what they're doing. They communicate with them like that, and that's the reality. And I was like, isn't that a little invasive? And he was like, absolutely not. That is the
way
that that's the reality of it. So, you know, we need to be our kids' friends online. And, you know, also, is it like reading their diary? no, it's different.
No, because they're putting it out there for a bunch of strangers anyway.
Right. Thank you. And so I think we dig in there, and if we don't feel appropriate things are happening, we're there to catch it and make sure it doesn't happen with our kids. I get your struggles,
you
Mama, but you're doing the right thing.
That's right. You can just threaten them with posting pictures of them, you know, naked in the bathtub or, when they're babies. That sounded really bad when it came out of my mouth. But you know what I'm saying. Like when they're babies, they're like, you know, embarrassing pictures or embarrassing statements. And then that way you can threaten them. And I like having more things to threaten my kids with.
There you go. So now you're armed with lots of good stuff. No, but I get it. And you know what? The future is now, and there are so many things that we have to prepare our kids for. We want to leave this planet for them better than we found it, and on every single level. And that's kind of what we're talking about tonight, too. Mommy Greenest is joining the Best of LA tonight on Mom Angeles Radio. And what we want to talk about is this amazing event that's happening on Wednesday. You may have been seeing the hashtag ShopDrop2020. 16. Well, that's Rachel. She started that because she cares about what's happening to the environment, your body, our world, our kids, and it's all the fashion industry is kind of where this movement is stemming from. And we really thought the message was so important, we wanted to share it with you tonight. Rachel's on the phone with us. Hey, Rachel, how are you?
Hi. I was just biting my tongue trying not to jump in with the social media conversation.
Oh, yeah.
What were you going to jump in with? Please do, because Rachel obviously is a mommy, too.
I mean, I have two teenagers, and all I have to say is ask FM. Just wait until that hits you guys. You will not know what – you just don't know what's coming, honestly. It's horrible.
Rachel, you know, I have a 22-year-old stepson. And
so you get it.
And I am not kidding you. Both you girls. He would go back and forth from his mom's house to our house. And during the summers, he would stay with us. And I could not believe the state I would find him in playing video games online in his boxer shorts with nothing else but like a bandana and a like headset. And he was playing, like, I don't know, Call of Duty or something, all night long on the Internet. And luckily, he's a really good boy, and we had all the talks with him, and everything's good. But, I mean, it's crazy.
My son is 17, and we never, we just never had video games. Laura, I had that conversation where he was like, everybody else has Call of Duty. And I just was like, look, that's not our house. You know, if you want to go spend the night at somebody else's house shooting people, go for it. But that's not our house. And I think it really served us well because he kind of grew out of it. And some of the other kids who had it in their houses, they didn't grow out of it as early. So, you know, I think you're doing the right thing by putting your foot down, you know.
Rachel,
nobody needs
still
to see their kid
their
in their boxer shorts.
In their boxers. So that's what they're doing. They haven't even got a job yet, half of those people. Seriously. Rachel, I have a question for you because I don't know how shopping go hand in hand. Can you just explain to me where that comes from?
Well, it is now.
It's really kind of it's a funny concept, right? So I started Mommy Greenest. I actually started a site before Mommy Greenest called Eco Stiletto, which was all about eco-friendly beauty and fashion. And the reason that I started that site, which kind of became Mommy Greenest, is because I realized in about, 2008 or 9, I had just had my third daughter, and I realized that there were so many things that we were talking about in terms of global warming, but we weren't really talking about the things that we as women can control. And the things that we can really control are, you know, purchases. Like, women spend 85 cents of every dollar in this country. We control a vast amount of purchasing power. And so I figured that if I could kind of share with other women about how making those better purchases, like that organic wine, which you guys were talking about before
Thank you.
You know, if making those small shifts can actually make a huge difference. So when it comes to fashion is actually the second most water polluting industry. So right after agriculture comes fashion. And a lot of people don't realize that. I think with the, you know, some of the like the factory fire in Bangladesh really shed some light on, you know, fast fashion, what people call fast fashion, which is like, you know, the $5 t-shirt you can get at Forever 21. And so people started becoming a little more aware of that. But the way that I look at it is everybody has their own priorities, right? You all, you know, some people are interested in pesticides, like reducing pesticide exposures. If you're interested in that, then maybe try to buy organic, you know. Cotton is one of the most toxic crops. It's responsible for 17% of the world's insecticide use. It's all genetically modified. And if you're interested, like in animals, for example, you can buy vegan fashion. So I have a whole guide on Mommy Greenest, which is like, I have a guide section. So there's the Mommy Greenest guide to eco-friendly fashion. But in general, the best thing you can do overall, like if you want to make one shift, is just stop buying new and start buying what I like to call pre-loved. So pre-loved means you're either like you're swapping with a friend, or you're buying at a consignment store, or you're hitting up the thrift store down the street. All of those things basically keep that item of clothing out of the landfill, and they take you out of the cycle of consumption, which is, you know, responsible for a lot of pretty damaging things environmentally.
There are so many facts and figures that would absolutely blow your mind, like you wouldn't believe. And I don't want to throw out any, you know, throw any companies under the bus, because everybody's got their bottom line and everybody's got their, you know, chair people they need to please and whatever. You know, this is a country filled with hope and promise of, you know, building your big company and making your millions of dollars or whatever. So, and that's happened for some big businesses. But there are some companies that you and I know of that we walk past in the malls every day. In fact, I just walked by one tonight where there was a T-shirt for $4.99, and I thought, how the heck is that T-shirt bought the material, put together, designed, manufactured, shipped, put in the store and sold to me, that they're making a profit if they're only charging me $4.99? Like, so you know, there are things that you're like, wait a minute. So for me, like, for instance, like my passion right now, I was just watching a documentary about this the other night, which Rachel and I were just talking about. It was about unfair labor and fair trade.
Right.
So,
the true cost.
Yeah. True cost. Gosh. Phenomenal documentary. You know what, you guys? We're going to put a link in the Best of LA description here so you can click on it and read more about it. It's on Netflix. It's free. If you're like me and you're a Netflix freak, then go ahead and watch it and it'll blow your mind. But like Rachel said, everybody has different things that they're concerned with. And so she kind of took all of those ideas and distilled them into one easy thing you can do for the month of January once a year to be a part of hashtag ShopDrop2016. Can you tell us this pledge, and that I've taken it, and that we can do? It's so great because you made it so easy for us to do just one thing, one month a year. Boom, big difference made. And drop the numbers because they're impressive, the difference you can make.
Well, so the thing is, you know, when I started looking into this, and this is about 3 years ago, I just stumbled on these statistics, and I learned that the average American woman spends $60 a month on clothes and throws 6 pounds of textile waste into the landfill. So there's this kind of shop and drop cycle that we're creating, right? And a lot of that is those, you know, the $4.99 t-shirt, or the, you know, I'm going to Target to get laundry detergent, and there's a, you know, like a couple sweaters there that I might throw in my basket. You know, it's that kind of stuff that really adds up. So I started looking at those numbers, and I realized that there are 160 million women in America. And if we all just stopped that cycle for just 30 days, like stop shopping new, you can still shop consignment, you can still swap with friends, you can still hit up the thrift store, anything pre-loved is totally okay. But stop shopping new for 30 days, and you can save, if we, everybody did this in America, every woman in America did this, we would save $10 billion in 30 days and a billion pounds of textile waste. So, you know, my focus has really been on the waste part of it, because that's what this whole Shop Drop Challenge is about. It's about helping us connect the dots on how our consumption of fashion really affects, you know, the world. The reason you can have a $4.99 t-shirt is because there's, you know, quite possibly a child or very, very possibly a woman in Bangladesh, you know, who's worked 18 hours a day for nothing to make that t-shirt, and not to like go all bleeding heart on you or anything, but you know, it's a serious problem. When I was growing up, I don't know about you guys, but you know, you had a very specific, like, I need a pair of jeans. I have one pair of jeans in my closet. You know, like, you have very specific goals in terms of shopping. And now, you know, we shop as exercise. We shop as, like, a thing to do when we don't have something else to do. We shop when we are buying groceries. We'll also shop for clothes. So these are habitual. They're habitual things. Mm-hmm. And what I found is that this is the third year of the Shop Drop Challenge, and so many women have reached out to me and said, you know, I did this last year for 30 days in January, and I've been now doing it for 6 months, and it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm saving money. I'm more aware of what's going into my closet, and I'm shopping my closet more. I mean, have you guys heard of this shop your closet, you know, idea? Rather than going out, you're shopping your closet. So, you know, people are really, the whole point of it is awareness, because I know I'm not going to get every one, you know, every 160 million women to do this, but this year our goal is 1,000, and we're pretty close. We have 750 people signed up right now.
That's amazing.
I'm hoping for 1,000 by Wednesday. Yes. So if you guys are listening, just go to mommygreens.com, top of the page. You can sign up right there, and you'll be invited to the party that we're doing on Wednesday with Kristen's coming. It's going to be very exciting. Everybody gets a really sweet swag bag. So, you know, come on out. It's going to be fun.
It is. It's amazing. And you know, you've had help from some pretty incredible friends, too. As you know, everything takes a village when you're a mom, and this is a cause worthy. And so Sarah Jane Morris of NBC's The Night Shift actually stepped up, and she's going to be hosting this party with cocktails and fun and talking, too. And that's pretty cool that she's doing that. That's amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing. So I met Sarah, gosh, I had just started Eco Stiletto, so this is like 2009, and I threw these parties kind of like every couple months or so. I threw these parties called Green Girls Night Out parties. They were really fun, and the whole idea was, again, to like raise awareness about, you know, there's a lot of lead in lipstick. We could find organic, like, lipstick companies that don't include lead that you eat when you put it on your lips, you know, like those kinds of things. Just like trying to, you know, trying to like spread the word about stuff. And for one of those parties, Sarah rolled up in her veggie diesel Mercedes, like this old Mercedes. And she was like, yeah, her husband's he's like a rock star. And she was like, yeah, my husband and I were dumpster diving this morning for excess oil from this restaurant down the street. And I just was like, this is the coolest girl I've ever met in my entire life. So
nice.
We remained friends, and she's done the Shop Drop Challenge. I think she's done it every year, actually. And she's just like super committed to all of these causes. You know, she's one of those people that is just, she and then Alicia Reiner last year, who hosted last year, who was on Orange is the New Black, and she can't make it this year because she's at Sundance. But, you know, both those women are just using their spotlight for good, which I just think is amazing, and I commend them for it.
Well, I think what's really interesting, too, about this project is that if you're not in L.A., if you're not in the immediate area and available to come to the party, you can still participate online. You can still be a part of the community.
Yeah, totally. We actually just hit 2 million shares on social media actually today. So there's like a ton of people chattering about it. People are sharing the things that they found at the consignment store. People are like, you know, sharing their outfit. I had one woman, she was like, I scored this evening gown for $15, you know. So if you hashtag ShopDrop 2016 or even tag me, I'm at Rachel L. Sarnoff. You know, I'm just sharing it all over the place. And it's really been fun. There's so much conversation that's gone on. And I'll give you a little, nobody knows this yet except you guys, but I'm going to raffle off some of those gift bags. So if people sign up, they'll be first to know. And those are some sweet gift bags that are going out on Wednesday. So I'll be sending a few of those out once we have some raffle winners.
This is so much fun. I mean, you're having fun, you're shopping, and you're making a huge difference on so many levels. There's so much more to talk about. There's so much more to know. It's just layered. Check out mommygreenest.com. And also, don't forget, ThredUp is a partner in this as well.
I was going to say that. I totally forgot.
They are the coolest company. You know what? Absolutely. And you know what's really cool is, you know how you go on a Facebook or you look up a company like that and it says, your friends on Facebook who already like this page are, and then it tells you like your other friends on Facebook who like this page. Well, it's funny because when I first liked ThredUp's Facebook page, and that's all you need to do is go there, and then all the links are there. It's really cool. All of my Facebook friends that already knew about ThredUp were like the young, like interactive producers and marketing and salespeople at my radio station. You know, it was like all the like 20-somethings who were super hip and stylish. The girls in the office looked like so dialed. But yet, this company is totally conscious.
But you know why? So cool. It's because their stuff is like 95% off retail. So that's the thing. Like, I could never afford my wardrobe if I was buying it new. No way. You know, that's why Prelove is so great, because not only are you keeping it out of the landfill, but you're also saving yourself a big chunk. And we're actually giving we're raffling off to one person if you take the Shop Drop Challenge, you're automatically entered in this, but we're giving a $250 shopping spree on ThredUp, which is, like, in retail terms, it's like $3,000 or something. Like, it's a great offer. Because you go on there and you're like, oh, those, you know, like, Helene Cordero shoes that are normally $450 are like $45 on ThredUp, you know? Honestly, the stuff is, you can sort it so that you can sort for like new, so it's not even worn. You can sort for it to have tags, so it's like never been worn at all. It's amazing. I love ThredUp.
To ThredUp.
In
it's ThredUp.com, ThredUp.com, and they have a hashtag Badass Mom blog that they started doing also, which, my hands are up in the air for them. It is so cute and such a cool thing to do.
So go
check that out.
Yeah.
Laura, Nick, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to throw in there that I think the point is so great that you're making about this, because really style and fashion is supposed to be an expression of who you are and not an expression of how much money you make. So if we can get back to looking at how we're expressing ourselves in a way that's eco-friendly, we're going to get back to the roots of what style really is, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I think the caveat to that is, you know, if you only shopped at, you know, Nordstrom or whatever, or you only shop at the mall, you're going to look like everybody else out there, right? But if you are looking for pre-loved, you already are creating a different vibe, like a different look that's your own. And I think that's where fashion is going. Like, I think there was this cookie cutter kind of thing going on, and now people are starting to A, be aware of the environmental implications, and B, like, the recession hit everybody really hard. So people are kind of going, oh, you know what? I don't want to like be part of that pack anymore. I'm going to look for alternatives. Mm-hmm. And I think that pre-loved through places like ThredUp, or, you know, like I go to the like Jewish women's consignment store on the corner, which is fantastic. And, you know, like you can find your place and you're like, oh my God, I just got this sweater for $7.99. I'm never going anywhere else. So, you know, find those places. But one thing I have to tell you guys, since I've been doing this, you know, I pretty much have been only shopping pre-loved for like 3 years now, you have to wash everything first. So many people are like, oh, I just bought this and I put it on. No. Even if it's at like a really, really nice consignment store, even if it's at the best consignment store, you do not know what box that garment has been sitting in for a year. So you have to wash it. So do wash it. And then the other thing is, you know, like, come on. I've seen like swimsuits. I'm not going to buy a swimsuit at a consignment store. That's so
Your under lovelies. Your under lovelies.
Those are my
nose. Your vegetables.
Those are my nose, and also workout gear. Like, workout gear skeeves me out too. That I'm not doing. But
all right.
Yeah, and then if you the party is on Wednesday and it's at the best consignment store in LA, which is called The Closet in Santa Monica. So I have to shout out to them too, because they're
amazing for hosting. I love it. Okay, so that's where you want to be. And really, it's all on mommygreenest.com. If you go online and you sign up, and you can sign up now, and then if you pass on the word, you can get entered to win all the goodies, and you can do all the, just click, click, click. That's what I did. It was fun, and then you can win great prizes. It's so much fun. Thank you so much for making
it
fun, too.
Thank you guys so much. It was great to talk with you. And I will see you on Wednesday.
Yes, see you on Wednesday. See you there. Hashtag ShopDrop2016. Thanks, Rachel.
Awesome. Okay, bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye. All right, Laura, so you learned so much. And I got to say, by the way, you know how Rachel was saying that shopping has become literally like entertainment for us. It's not even necessity anymore. It's just kind of like, what do you want to do? I don't know. Let's shop. I shopped while I grocery shopped today, however, for clothing. However, and I was perusing the racks, and I do want to buy something, and I plan to as soon as this 30 days is over, because I love the brand Thread for Thoughts. I don't know if you've seen that at Whole Foods,
no.
But you can also Google it. It is the best. And I used to shop at Whole Foods because I could hide it in my grocery bill, like my husband wouldn't know. I got all the groceries, and then I buy a sweatshirt and put it in the grocery bag.
So expensive.
I don't know. He'll never know. So that's why I shopped there. But I really looked up something about the company, and they make sure all of their goods are fair trade and organic cotton. And I like to support those farmers who are making the sacrifice to do organic cotton. So, you know, it's also about finding the brands and your mission. And like you said, G-Money, it's like all about kind of using fashion is supposed to kind of say something about who you are. And if you believe in something like that, then wear it, baby. Own it.
Clearly who I am is someone who's in sweatpants all day. But that's fine. I am so good with that.
Listen, yoga pants have that extra band around the waist, okay, for a reason. I flip that baby up, and I feel like I've got Spanx on. It works. You all know we do it.
That's my eating pants.
That's right. So I'll see you Wednesday. Don't forget, it's hashtag ShopDrop2016. Check out MommyGreenest.com. Rachel's the coolest chick anyways. Her blog is fantastic. So if you want to know more about any of this, she's the one that told me Taylor Swift's new perfume had no bad chemicals in it. So she's like dialed. She knows all about the good stuff. Yeah, she's on it. So definitely check her out. It's very nice for her to be on the show tonight. I'm going to finish some organic wine. Laura, what are your plans for the rest of Mommy Monday?
Well, I'm going to have some non-organic wine, but, you know, it doesn't have a screw top either. I don't know, and I'm really dragging tonight. But I'll have some organic chocolate. How about that? And I'm going to get my organic butt into my organic bed.
Okay. All right. We'll see you on Wednesday, and then we'll be back here again on Monday for another Mommy Monday. And it's a big, big deal because right around the corner is Mom Fair 2016. Yes. You want to make sure to follow us. We're debuting a new show there. It's going to be a big deal. Get your tickets, momfair.com. We'll be doing that coming up in about a week, and then we'll be back here on Monday to talk all about it with you. All right.
That's true. You can catch all the information on all of our social media at Knickerberger, at Kristen Cruz, at Mom Angelus, hashtag Best of LA.
Cedars One, or visit our website.